Well, we're just out of the first quarter of 2024. Hard to believe, I know, but that means that reports on residential real estate is coming out. Peter Ahn, the co-owner of the Mulliop Group, breaks down what is going on in Whatcom County. Peter, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Morning News.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. So there's a couple of interesting points that you made in your report of home sales, days that homes have been on the market, and things throughout Whatcom County. Let's start off with the city of Bellingham proper. We saw some good price increases going on over there, but and that's a good thing, right?
I mean, I think it's always a good thing for homeowners just knowing that, hey, you know, prices, well, at least, you know, their values are going up consistently. Home sales prices have gone up. I think it's kind of always a good sign for homeowners.
All right. So that's a good thing. We've got, I think the number I have in front of me here is median. Let me see here. Yes. The median price of a home sold in Bellingham in the first 3 months of the year, $780,000. As you mentioned, the price is going up. That can be a good thing, but there is a bit of a downside to the Bellingham market in the first 3 months of this year, as you mentioned.
That's right. So as far as the number of homes that have sold in the first quarter, we're actually down about 11% from the first quarter of last year. However, our sales, our median sales prices are still increasing, and part of the reason why prices still tend to go up, or at least the median sales price, is that, you know, we still have, despite the interest rates going up, you know, since, you know, the fall of 22 having such an impact on the market, you know, we still have a lot of cash buyers. You know, historically, about anywhere from 27 to 30%, give or take, you know, of the market are cash buyers who are not affected by the rates.
Wow. And they're seeing interesting trends outside of Bellingham as well. Folks who are looking to get into a home are looking outside of the city limits. And that's been pretty evident so far this year.
It has. And based on my report, and you know, people are more than welcome to reach out for the full report, or even just kind of refer to the articles presented, is that, you know, the sales in the surrounding towns, cities, you know, such as Linden, Blaine, you know, even out in Nooksack Valley and Mount Baker, sales have actually gone up.
Right on. And I understand, too, that we're seeing a similar trend that we did, I think it was 2 years ago now at this point. Houses are spending a little bit less time on the market across the board, I'd say, more or less. There are a couple of areas where there's an exception to that case, but they're spending a little bit less time on the market. Does that concern you moving forward into the rest of the year, or do you think that'll even out later on?
No, I think that's kind of a sign also of just the market in general, that, you know, that buyers out there and you know, we're kind of getting used to, you know, we're normalizing the rate, right? We're getting used to where the rates are now. And so, you know, we're going to see homes move a little bit quicker. You know, we're a year and a half removed from the initial, you know, increase in rates. So, you know, buyers are kind of understanding that, hey, you know, this is what the market is today, so let's go out there and let's get hunting.
Gotcha. So it looks like it's a good time for folks looking to buy a home. Folks looking to sell maybe are a little bit hesitant to do so for a couple of reasons. And I also wanted to reference your report here when it comes to Skagit County. I know we're talking mostly Whatcom right now, but in Skagit County, they're also contending with a lot fewer home sales as they were in comparison to this time last year and the year before that, for what it's worth over here. But those houses are also spending less time on the market. And you highlighted a really good reason for Skagit County in particular as to why people are a little bit more hesitant about putting their home on the market.
Yes. So, you know, the tough thing with anybody right now who is locked in with a low interest rate is putting their house on the market because, you know, they have such a great rate. So that just becomes a challenge with, you know, the inventory in general, you know, with where the rates were a couple years back and where they are today. That's going to kind of, that limits what we might see on the market. People might have less of a tendency to move, but yet people still will have reasons to move, right? There's life changes, there's family changes, there's, you know, job changes. So although we'll still see, you know, homes come onto the market, yes, we are kind of limited in that due to people being locked into those low rates.
Gotcha. Now, I wanted to bring up one other thing on the Skagit County report when it came to just the numbers and what's hot right now. Typically, you've noted Anacortes has generally been the hottest market in Skagit County, but not so much for the first 3 months of 2024. That accolade goes to a different city.
Yes. So Anacortes historically has been They've historically been about the second highest in terms of price per square foot, and this is with compared to all of Whatcom and Skagit County, so second to Bellingham actually. So meaning that the house prices are, you know, relatively speaking, are going to be a bit more in Anacortes. So with the rates and also the inventory, I mean, Anacortes is a pretty small town, right? I mean, they're only about the fifth of the size of Bellingham. So when, you know, impacts such as, you know, when we're dealing with the increase in rates, we're going to see it impact maybe towns or areas like, you know, Anacortes more than others. So yes, the sales have gone down quite a bit in Anacortes. And part of the reason why is the affordability aspect. So people are more likely to live in the other, you know, towns that might be a bit more affordable.
There we go. And among those, and again, most areas, if not all areas throughout Skagit, saw a drop in total home sales throughout the first 3 months of the year. But one area that didn't quite take as much of the brunt as others, wanted to talk a little bit about Mount Vernon. Now, they did get some home sales out there, but they only dropped by about 2.5% in comparison to this time last year. What is making Mount Vernon the sort of hot market of Skagit County right now?
Well, Mount Vernon, you know, it's the northern, well, you know, their position of where they are, you know, there's the houses are more affordable in that area. You know, we see some new homes being constructed in Mount Vernon as well, too. But, you know, people, again, going back to, you know, kind of where areas might be a bit more affordable. And so, you know, you might even have, or you will have people who, you know, work in Bellingham, but are willing to live in Skagit County and make that extra, you know, 15, 25 minute drive as opposed to, you know, other parts of Whatcom County. So I think, you know, Whatcom or Skagit is supported in many ways in areas, especially like, you know, Mount Vernon, because of the markets in Bellingham as well.
That's a fair point to mention. And maybe because there's not a ton of room up in Linden for Bellingham employees to move into, if you will. Linden turning out to be a pretty hot market this year. And price is among the factors that's driving a lot of folks up north towards Linden, as I understand.
Right. So even in Linden, you know, we actually, for the first quarter, we see about 46% increase for Q1 first quarter compared to last year. And yet, you know, the median sales price is still, it's more than $100,000 less than it is in Bellingham. So people are finding it to be more affordable to live in places like Linden. So, you know, which is why we're seeing that significant increase in sales as well.
Fascinating. Now, I imagine as the year goes on, we're going to be taking a look and scrutinizing these numbers a little bit more in depth. Maybe the Federal Reserve will lower their key interest rate percentage, or maybe some other, some other mass migratory thing goes on in 2024. But aside from all that extraneous stuff, do you have any predictions for how the rest of the year is going to go in terms of sales, number of units sold? And we'll stick with Whatcom County for now.
Sure. Well, in general, you know, just based off the first quarter compared to last year for all of Whatcom County, we see an increase in transactions and units sold. So for coming into the year for our first quarter, that I think is a very positive sign for the market in general, and that we, at least I suspect that it'll just continue as long as there aren't any, you know, significant, you know, changes in the rates again. If we just kind of continue to be where we're at, we suspect that the market is going to continue to be healthy.
Fabulous. All the real estate know-how from Peter Ahn. He's the co-owner of the Mulyach Group here in Bellingham. Peter, thank you so much. And here's to a happy and prosperous quarter two of 2024.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a joy. Thank you.